All right, good to have you aboard on a Tuesday. We got a lot of ground to cover, and we have a 500 baseball team. We're going to get to the Tigers at 3. I will give you, if you want a dream, I'll give you what it'll take to accomplish the dream. If you want to pan it, well, I'll give you some stuff to do that. And I do think there is one thing this team, there's a laundry list, of things they could have done that would have put the gas pedal down. And there's one move they could make right now that if they actually wanted to try, they would make. And it doesn't involve a trade or, you know, launching anyone out of a cannon. So we'll get to it at 3 o'clock. But obviously, let's open up with one of the dumbest things I've seen hit television. Sign stealer, Connor Stallions. I think Jim Costa said it best. If I'm going to bomb Jim, I'm also going to give him credit. If you had a dug-in position, this poorly produced television program was not going to change your position. If you believe they're lying scumbags and he's a psychopath, you walk away with exactly that. And if you live in a world where they didn't do anything wrong and Connor's a misunderstood, try-hard guy, well, then you walk away feeling that. The only thing I will tell you, and I want people's responses. Rico has watched it. You've read reviews. The Athletic had a review. National media people. I know despite what some Michigan fans believe, this is actually a really big story that everyone else cares about but you. National people have come out with their take. I would just tell you the only universal take to me is there was no need for this on August 27th. A day after notice of allegations, and I don't think anyone needs to hear from Connor Stallions right now. And when you close the broadcast out with, I would do it all over again, all I kept thinking about is the title of the notice of allegations of culture of continued noncompliance. I just don't think any rational Michigan fan didn't cringe at that last part. Look, respect, I wish I loved anything in this life half as much as this cat loves Michigan football. I mean, seriously.
He was born to love Michigan football.
But look, I would love your guys' reaction to it if you've had a chance to watch it. You guys have. Please, talk amongst yourselves. I don't care. It doesn't affect me one way or the other. Because I've said to you from the start, if you want to paint him out to be a clearly unhinged guy, then why would I take his words? I think it's a terrible look when he pulled the Wolf of Wall Street and says, I do not recall.
Yeah.
The only thing missing was him shoving donuts in his face. I do not recall. I do not recall.
You're going to eat that Danish.
Right. I got a blood sugar thyroid thing. I do not recall. Look, guys, it's unemotional for me in this regard because this Netflix does not have a good track record with their sports docs. Mm-hmm. They don't. Swamp Kings left you very empty. The Johnny Manziel thing left you very empty.
They hype it up. They hype it up like, oh, we're going to show you something, and it's not Mike, and they're 0-3 when it comes to this.
So go ahead. What's your takeaway? 248-539-9797. Floor is yours. I don't care if I talk till 6.
Yeah. I'll put it this way. Clipped was better than this thing.
You and that cursed show.
No, this was Connor painting himself into the whole tragic hero. But what really got me was at the end where they're asking him and they're showing, was this you at Central Michigan? Were you ever on the sidelines? And he was just like, no, first they ask him, have you ever bought tickets for people? Well, I bought tickets for a lot of people. You know, he has to confer with his lawyers. And then, hey, buddy, have you ever been on sidelines? No. So then they put up the Central Michigan photo. We're going to ask you this again. Have you ever been on sidelines of games and were in Michigan? I can't recall. I can't. Now, okay, if you want to go that route that you can't remember if you were on the sideline, okay, I'll allow that. Except earlier in the documentary, you're bragging about how you have committed to memory all of the different signs. He stands in front and poses with the different signs with a camera. He knows all of this stuff, but you can't remember whether you were on the sideline of Central Michigan. Let me help you. You were. Central Michigan. Shouldn't take you 10 months to figure out he was. You know what's going on.
I thought it was hilarious. Portnoy ratted him out.
And that was the third thing.
I'm sorry.
You may want to tell your boy,
oops,
hey, we're going to keep this thing quiet. Oh, yeah, he called and told me that was him on the sideline. We all knew that. It was so ridiculous that I said, no, this is Photoshop. It's not real.
It doesn't change my opinion.
No.
I think if you think Michigan's totally innocent, it doesn't change your opinion. So the one thing I would say is this. This is my one thing, and then I'll disappear until 6.
Nah, you got to be here for the big finish.
Go to hell. I continue to be mystified by this party line defense I keep hearing from only certain Michigan fans. Not all. I'm not painting the whole fan base this way. Only the nuts or the shills. Well, they didn't tie any direct connection to Jim Harbaugh. Oh, okay, stop. First of all, how many times do we have to tell you? Under NCAA bylaws, it does not matter whether Harbaugh or the coaching staff knew. They are held responsible. There is a level one charge for continued noncompliance. It doesn't matter. But second of all, when Connor Stallion says, oh, the guy barely knew who I was. Cutscene. Hey, what's that over there? Oh, that's the game ball Coach Harbaugh gave me because I did my super duper scouting on Iowa. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's very simple. It's not an issue of whether you knew. Willful ignorance is not an excuse. Nope. Okay? If your wife is running a cocaine ring, it's very hard for you to plead, you know, I just didn't know. Really? She bought a gold toilet like Juvenile did in 98.
Or how about the fact that
the hot boys, on.
How about the fact of, well, you know, he was barely there. The players didn't know who he was. They pleaded ignorant. And then there's Michael Barrett right in the middle of the, oh yeah, you know, that's my boy. Like people knew. And that's right. And then I think probably the most disappointing thing for me was all the journalist. I'll use that term loosely.
That's real loose.
Because they...
Seriously. Loose? Loose?
Yeah.
Bro.
When...
Even prostitutes are accusing you of that's a little too loose.
Bro, all I got to say is I'm watching it with Evan. Tony Paul comes out like, he's the only one that I'm like, okay, Tony just kind of did it. Everybody else was like, you might as well just put on a U of M onesie and do this from across the board. He wasn't in there, but I was waiting for him to pop in there. Like, seriously, I'm like, wow. Seriously, there was just, well, you know, you have to hear from, you know, Nicole Arbery. Well, Michigan, you know, they have a lot of records. And then there's Wetzel, like, gosh, you're hard on every other team, but it comes to Michigan, it's like, seriously? Yeah.
So it's why I don't let it upset me. I think I had a good idea what it was going to be before it came out and it delivered or didn't deliver, depending on your perspective. My question is, what is your response to it, guys? David, you're a Michigan fan. Fake or not, I don't know. Depending on the day, your fan base gets upset at you. What is your takeaway from it? I mean, what? I guess my thing is, I'm tired of hearing the latest party line of, well, there's no direct tie to the staff. Really? I see you in pictures taking this guy's work and gaining a clear schematic advantage. We're done here. I don't care if you're writing each other love letters. And second of all, is there anyone who believes this was a good idea? Look, and it was out of your control, let's face it. But talk to me. As a Michigan fan, what do you make of it?
Well, what angers me is the fan part of the fan base that still says everyone does it, and which was also in the doc where you see people saying, oh, well, you know, Ohio State this and Ohio State that. And
all hearsay.
I am so sick and tired of that part of the fan base still saying that everyone does it. This was not what everyone does.
I must have missed Jonathan Smith in a pink bunny outfit on Oregon sideline for state.
Including his lawyer when they were talking, saying, hey, you know, we're asking, were you on Central Michigan sideline? Well, did you know Ohio State actually hacked his computer and stole all this stuff?
Yeah,
and
I mean, that's a
and
felony.
The lady is, what?
That's a felony. Where's proof? I'd be interested in that proof. It would make the story even juicier. If I could call Ohio State and Michigan cheating scumbags, that's a win for me. My team blows. I guess
I saw the irony is, wait, so they hacked your computer to steal the stuff that you stole.
You stole.
Okay.
That's O.J. Simpson stealing his Heisman back.
And then it was like the Ohio State guy in like glasses and like he had his voice distorted and it, like. This was weird. It was like some message board guy that got interviewed on here.
The whole thing just comes across as silly, right? Truthfully. I said this to you guys when it was announced, and I don't want you to think I'm being unfair. But I don't need Connor Stallion's side. Like, there's nothing for me to hear. So when you produce this, and I don't know, like, what am I supposed to take from it? Kenny, you're a Georgia fan. Your team got aced out last year because your guy coached like a bitch, and you handed Saban a farewell. But, you know, Michigan getting to play hurt you. What's your takeaway? I don't know. You probably hate their guts, too.
Yeah, I do hate their guts, but that doc just showed me every single talking point that Michigan has that was in the doc, whether it was every team does it or how did they get Stallions' laptop or whatever it is. Every last bullet point from Rich Eisen and the likes, it felt borderline propaganda. And then they had the Ohio State guy on there talking about, well, you know, like showing the side of, well, they definitely cheated and you can't convince me otherwise. It shook both hands and it was kind of gross and it was kind of unnecessary. I didn't gain anything from it. I didn't learn one single new piece of information from that doc other than Stallions is a complete lunatic, which I think we already knew.
Right. If I'm Santa Ono and I'm Ward Manuel, my edict is simply this. Let's make this go away. I am tired of this guy dragging down this program. I am tired of listening to what this guy has to say. He should never be this important to us, but he is.
Well, that's the other thing. And a lot of it is symbolic, right? Like I can't even muster the energy to raise my voice about this crap anymore. It's just simple. Like, you don't get to say that the guy was a low-level staffer. Low-level staffers don't get game balls. Low-level staffers don't have access to head coaches and their headsets at seminal moments of games. You just got to stop with that, all right? I've been on sidelines. Rico's been on sidelines. Guys, it doesn't happen. There are very few people that are in the pipeline or tapped in to the head coach. If you walk up to a head coach, a low-level staffer, and ask him and tap him on the shoulder and whisper in his ear, you get punched in the face. Rico, stop me if I'm wrong.
Nope.
So
it'll be your last game.
I just wish we could at least get to that point. Hey, we can disagree on penalties, right? Nobody wants their team penalized. I'm not mad at you if you don't. We got to stop. I'm with Kenny on this. Some of these talking points are from Planet Nebular. Like the train left the station a long time ago.
The biggest talking point is, well, everybody steals signals.
Yeah, well, not this way.
Everybody steals signals.
Right, once again, not this way.
Oh, and Michigan they won the title without him. Like, yeah, you're right. You had a very good team. And you cheated. Both things happen. You can't separate the two.
I'll tell you, Danny, did you see what Danny Cannell had to say?
Yeah.
That's, you know, again, national media. I know you referenced the national college football show that you listen to. Like, that's the one thing. This idea that, like, oh, no, only Buckeyes are keeping this alive. Dude, the rest of the college football world views it one way.
Yeah.
You don't get to dictate how other people think. I'm not telling you how to think. I'm not telling you to not enjoy the trip you took. Frame the picture. Do whatever you like. I don't have to validate it. If you're seeking that validation, I tell you, you're going to be waiting a long time. You know, it's like Kenny's been waiting to sleep with Pam Anderson for 20 years. Keep waiting. 248-539-9797. Poor Kenny.
He doesn't even know who Pam Anderson is.
Probably true.